sitting. Hello.
You know that there are several thousand tons of Hockney steel in this very ship?
Which part?
All the right ones, of course.
Then we'll know who to hold accountable if there's a problem. Where's my daughter?
Oh, she'll be along. There is the Countess. Hello,
good
my
evening,
dear.
Good evening, Carl.
So good to see you.
I saw that in the Nickelodeon once, and I always wanted to do it.
I'll see you. Darling, surely you remember Mr. Dawson?
Dawson? That's amazing. You could almost pass for a gentleman.
Almost.
It's extraordinary.
What a remarkable voyage this. It's mad, isn't
and
it?
How lovely.
I love it. There's the Countess of Ross. And, that's John Jacob Astor. The richest man on the ship. His little wifey there, Madeline, is my age and in a delicate condition. See how she's trying to hide it? Quite the scandal. And that's Benjamin Guggenheim and his mistress, Madame Aubert. Mrs. Guggenheim is at home with the children, of course. And over here we have Sir Cosmo and Lucille Lady Duff Gordon. She designs naughty lingerie, among her many talents. Very popular with the royals.
Congratulations, Hartley. She's splendid.
Why, thank you.
Care to escort a lady to dinner?
Certainly.
Sweet pea? Sweet pea.
Ain't nothing to it, is there, Jack? Remember, they love money, so just pretend like you own a gold mine, and you're in the club.
Hey, Astor.
Well, hello, Molly. Nice to see you.
JJ, Madeline, I'd like you to meet Jack Dawson.
How do you do?
Pleasure.
Oh, Jack. Are you of the Boston Dawsons?
No, the Chippewa Falls Dawsons, actually.
Oh, yes.
He must have been nervous, but he never faltered. They assumed he was one of them. Heir to a railroad fortune, perhaps. New money, obviously, but still a member of the club. Mother, of course. Could always be counted upon.
Tell us of the accommodations and steerage, Mr. Dawson. I hear they're quite good on this ship.
The best I've seen, ma'am. Hardly any rats.
Mr. Dawson is joining us from the third class. He was of some assistance to my fiancée last night.
It turns out that Mr. Dawson is quite a fine artist. He was kind enough to show me some of his work today.
Rose and I differ somewhat in our definition of fine art. Not to impugn your work, sir.
She may be mine on paper. In the eyes of God, she belongs to Thomas Ambrose.
But it's all for me.
Just start from the outside and work your way in.
He knows every rivet in her, don't you, Thomas?
Indeed.
Your ship is a wonder, Mr. Andrews, truly.
Thank you, Rose. How do you take your caviar, sir?
No caviar for me, thanks. Never did like it much.
And where exactly do you live, Mr. Dawson?
Jin Jin.